Seth Rogen downplays Los Angeles crime wave, it's called living in a big city. By Paul Bois on November 25, 2021. Actor and left-wing activist Seth Rogen appeared to downplay crime in Democrat Eric Garcetti's Los Angeles, dismissing it as a natural consequence of living in a big city. On Wednesday, YouTuber Casey Neistat lamented that Los Angeles is a crime-riddled third-world shithole after his cars got broken into, prompting Rogen's rather unsympathetic response. "So our cars got robbed this morning because Los Angeles is a crime-riddled third-world shithole of a city, but tremendous appreciation and gratitude to the hard-working officers at the LAPD West LA, who not only arrested the motherfucker but they got all of our stolen goods back," tweeted Neistat. "Dude, I've lived here for over 20 years. You're nuts, haha. It's lovely here. Don't leave anything valuable in it. It's called living in a big city," Seth Rogen replied. Rogen, whose net worth is estimated at $80 million and who has probably lived in the upscale parts of Los Angeles for several years, then joked that getting robbed can lead to some exciting new treats. "I can still be mad though, right? Feel so violated," responded Neistat. "You can be mad, but I guess I don't personally view my car as an extension of myself, and I've never really felt violated any of the 15 or so times my car was broken into," replied Rogen. "Once a guy accidentally left a cool knife in my car, so if it keeps happening you might get a little treat." Rogen then noted that he lived in West Hollywood for 20 years and parked on the street, which prompted an alleged former neighbor of his to explain how bad crime has escalated in the area. "It sucks your shit was stolen, but LA is not some shithole city. As far as big cities go, it has a lot going for it," said Rogen. "Dude, I used to live next to you and see you all the time when I was at the coffee shop next to the pet store. It's gotten 100x worse this past year. Every night this week there's been a stabbing or murder on Fairfax between Santa Monica and Beverly. It doesn't stop at car break-ins," said the Twitter user. "Over 100 follow home robberies this month on Melrose," the user added. "Also, much love for you both, but check your prit, dude. Dote, it's just stuff is a cute thing millionaires say when they forget how hard others have to work to pay for a car or camera that's livelihood is stolen out of a car, etc." Another user, Catherine Brodsky, called out Rogen for flaunting his privilege. Earlier this year, Rogen joined the ranks of left-wing comedians denying the existence of cancel culture, going so far to say that comedians should change with the times. "To me, when I see comedians complaining about this kind of thing, I don't understand what they're complaining about. If you've made a joke that's aged terribly, accept it. And if you don't think it's aged terribly, then say that," he said.